Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome back to another episode of The Soul Season. This is episode 4, which I have decided will be called Becoming. Just Becoming. And yeah, let's just head right into the scripture for this week, which is, well, actually, because I'm kind of filming a lot of episodes at once because I am so far behind, but for this week, you can listen to these back to back if you want to. You can listen to these spread out if you want to. I'm still gonna start updating as regularly continuing on from this point, but I just wanted to let you know. But let's jump right into that scripture, which comes from 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 4, which is the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight. Now, that is paraphrased, but that part really spoke to me, because I think that it is time to reclaim your right to be soft without an apology and without losing your strength. Now, this comes from the little cutesy term that is soft girl culture. It's cute. Okay, I think we have sizzled it down to smooth playlists, iced matchas and chais, clean girl aesthetics, but I think that real softness is spiritual. It's choosing to be gentle after years of being told to toughen up, and it's trusting God enough to put the sword down and let him put you away and fight your battles. Okay, it is not weakness. Okay, softness is not weakness, it is wisdom. Okay, and I think for me, the worst of the toughen up tales would be like just the societal view of the strong Black woman. I'm the oldest daughter in a single parent household. I was born into responsibility, and I just felt like I was the go-to, the grown-up kid. It was being the one that no one really checked on because I either looked like I had it together, or the adults in my life felt that, like, because of the maturity I had, that I wasn't, you know, something to worry about, that I had it and I would be okay. But survival isn't softness, okay? It's not the same. And I feel that I overfunctioned, and overfunctioning isn't the same as being loved. And somewhere in all of that pressure, I lost parts of me that needed rest and help and gentleness, and it could have been I needed those things from others, but most importantly, I think that I needed to give them to myself. So now I am reclaiming them, and along with that, I kind of had to sit down with myself and wonder of, like, decisions that I've made previously. And so along with reclaiming the parts of me that needed those, you know, softer moments, I've decided I'm going to reclaim myself in my relationships, friendships, and dating wise. I just think that the strong girl mindset followed me into everywhere, and I rarely let people show up for me. I've apologized for my emotions before I've even finished feeling them, and I overgave, and I underreceived, and I thought that love had to be earned in some way, but I've learned that love rooted in fear is not love, it's control, and I don't want to be in control anymore. I just want to be held and not have to hold it all together. So now I'm learning to ask for what I need and to let go of things that do not help me, to allow myself to rest and let people carry something for me without that guilt, because I've done it for so many others, so I know it's possible to be done for me. And I think that the best way to go about it is to just reclaim what is mine through God's love. Okay, like God never asked me to carry all of this. He never labeled me the strong Black woman. He never labeled me the built-in babysitter. He's never labeled me, you know, the backup plan. Okay, like He's never done that to me. The world has. And I just think His word is what reminds me that gentleness is valuable and not optional. Okay, I know that I am worthy, and God does too. He's found worth in me to breathe life into me multiple times. Even when I had stranded far from Him, He has continuously chosen me. So I know that I am worthy, even when I'm not performing to the world standards. I know that softness is holy because it's rooted in Him, and I'm reclaiming that truth. This week I asked myself, like, what does softness look like when I try or when I stop trying to earn love and just start receiving it? Just like, maybe it's saying no to something. Maybe it's resting without guilt. Maybe it's just letting someone else take the lead and sitting back and allowing yourself to relax. Okay? So this upcoming week, this season, reclaim whatever piece of you the world told you to bury, okay? If you were a strange child and you liked watching anime and you thought that that was just the weirdest thing ever and you buried that part of you, uncover it. Go enjoy a TV show, okay, dude? Like, there's nothing wrong with that. If you sat and you decided that you love board games more than video games, go play a board game, dude. Like, I don't reclaim whatever it is that the world has said is wild or unruly or weird, okay? Like, whatever piece of you is buried, reclaim that, okay? Allow it to breathe, allow it to rest, allow it to grow in God's love. But yeah, let's pray, guys. God, we just want to thank you, Lord, for giving us this ideal of reclamation. Lord, help us to reclaim what the world has tried to harden in us. Show us that softness does not make us small. It makes us safe with you. Allow us to lay down our survival mechanism and to pick up your peace, Lord God. Allow us to remember that we don't have to hustle for wholeness, okay? We don't have to be hard to be holy, and that we are allowed to be soft, saved, and seen, Lord God. All this we pray to you. Amen. But yeah, that's pretty much it, guys. I just had like a spurt of energy, and I just wanted to share that with you guys. But I love you, I see you, and I will see you next week. Bye, guys.